Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of sin is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Yes, praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. No ordinary worship today. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Morning Motivation Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot breakfast for your soul, including live teaching, prayer, altar call, and assigning you a daily task. I welcome all of you who are tuned in, who have called in live this morning, and those who are listening online from my website at feelthefire.com. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern, and we are continuing or doing part two of a fiery topic today. So our topic for today is part two of what kind of friend are you? What kind of friend are you? And our scriptures are in the book of John, chapter 15, verses 1 through 3, and Hebrews 12, verse 1. While you are getting those Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in with me here on Morning Motivation so you get your hot breakfast for your soul every day. Number one, you can call in live at 7 a.m. Eastern to 323-870-4180. Number two, you can listen online from your cell phone at my ministry website, and that's feeldfire.com, FeeldFire.com. On the homepage, you will see the radio broadcast, and all you have to do at 7 a.m. is press play. You'll see the title, and you'll be able to listen as you're going about your morning activities. And number three, if you cannot tune in live at 7 a.m. Eastern, make sure that you follow the podcast. That way, the recording will be texted to your cell phone at 8 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, and you can follow by texting the letters MM to phone number 33222. All of that information is on the website, feeldfire.com, FeeldFire.com. Well, by now, you should have those Bibles ready. I'm in the book of John, chapter 15, verses 1 through 3, reading from the KJV. I am the true vine, this is Jesus speaking, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Hebrews 12:1, also from the KJV. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Come on and give God praise for the reading of his word. What is our topic for today? Say it aloud with me right now. Part two of what kind of friend are you? And I want you to make that personal as I had you do on yesterday. Repeat after me. Part two of what kind of friend am I? Yes, point at yourself. That's the question that we're asking because it's purging time. Are you a friendship goal or a friendship weight? W-E-I-G-H-T. Someone who hinders or weighs something down. You see, it's so easy to talk about how others don't measure up. But the question that we're dealing with today is, how do you measure up in the realm of being a friend? In this word today, we see that Jesus says that part of us growing is that we must be purged in order to be an effective or productive branch. because, you know, he's divine, V-I-N-E, and God is the husbandman, he said. In other words, the person who tends to making sure that no weeds grow up in the garden and who protects the plants and the vine. And Jesus said, every branch and every tree that's in him, his Father purgeth it. Why? So that it may produce more fruit. Now you are clean through that word, he said, which he has spoken unto us. And then in Hebrews, for us to make sure that we lay aside the weights and the sin which interfere with our ability to live this life. In other words, to be a growing branch or tree. Hallelujah. So we're now going to go to question three. If you missed questions one and two, you can hear yesterday's teaching on my website at fieldthefire.com. They were really good. All right, everybody say question three. Do you expect your friends to have ESP regarding your anger and other issues in your life? Isn't that a good one? In other words, are you expecting that for some reason other people just know when something is going on with you? They know when there's a problem with you. You don't tell anybody. You don't share it. You walk around saying, well, if they had the Holy Ghost or if they had the Holy Spirit, they ought to know there's something wrong with me. Well, how are they going to know? Because you're so moody anyway. Today you're up, tomorrow you're down, in the morning you're smiling, in the evening you're crying, in the noonday you're shouting, you know, at nighttime you are all in the corner cowering with your thumb in your mouth. You're so moody anyway that they don't know what's going on. And they have their own lives. They have their own marriages or children, their own jobs, careers, their own issues going on that you don't even know anything about. But it's okay when you don't know, right? Well, I didn't know. You should have told me. But if they don't know what's going on in your house, you did post it on social media, right? They should have seen that post on Facebook to know that something was wrong with you. You know, that sounds so ridiculous, but there are people like that. Sometimes I will see people, they post on Facebook, thank you to all the people who knew I was going through or one time I saw someone post, thank you to everyone who wished my daughter a happy birthday, my true friends who read my post. Wow, really? That's how you gauge in your true friends? What if they weren't on Facebook that day? I mean, why is it that the only way they know when your daughter's birthday is when you post it on Facebook? What kind of friend are you? Do you have unrealistic expectations of your friendships? Where everyone has to know everything that's going on with you when you don't tell anyone. And God forbid if they do ask, then you respond with, why are you all in my business? I don't want everybody all in my business. You know, it's really a lose-lose situation. There's no win with you. There's no winning with you. Jesus. Number four. Everyone say question four. Do you give what you expect to receive? That's a good one, isn't it? Do you give the same type of attention, love, consideration of others that you expect to receive? Or is everything always and only about you? Must you be the center of attention at every event, every situation? If your friend is going through, can they go through and be consoled by you without you having to bring up to them that you're going through it or you taking over, you know, the suffering because you need to be the victim, the one who receives the most attention? Do you give what you expect to receive? If you expect them to help with your bills, have you ever helped with anybody else's bills? Have you gone over to clean their house, you know, if they were sick? Have you taken a meal to anyone? But why is it when you're in need, everybody must drop what they're doing and make it all about you? Say, help me, Lord. Say, help me to be a better friend. The lines are muted, so those who are tuned in live, no one can hear you. Say, purge me, Jesus. Glory. Help me to be a better friend. Number five, do you value honesty? Do you value honesty? You know, sometimes we say, well, that person wasn't my friend because if they were a true friend, they would have told me what was going on. Well, maybe they can't tell you because you don't like for people to tell you the truth. You only like it if what they say is flattering toward you or if it makes you feel good. You don't like those friends who really tell you what's going on. And I'm not talking about people who are rude, you know, right, who call rudeness keeping it 100. No, there's a way to be tactful in every situation. Do you value honesty? Can they really tell you, no, the dress doesn't look good? No, the hairstyle is not becoming to you without you terming them haters or your frenemies? Can they tell you about situations that they've seen regarding your children without you just saying that they're a lie and they're mad because your kid looked better than their kid? Oh, what kind of friend are you? This is purging time. Isn't this some great hot breakfast nourishing your soul right now? I'm going to do number 6, and then we'll finish up the remaining questions tomorrow in the finale. Do you gossip or disclose information given to you in confidence? Oh, that's a good one. Are you one of those people who can't hold water? Other people tell you things that are very, very private about themselves or their lives, and then you go tell someone else and say, I'm just telling you, don't you tell it. Well, when the friend told you, they told you, don't you tell it. But then you go tell someone else. Or even worse, when you get mad at them, you blast all of their information on social media. What kind of friend are you? Glory. Oh, this is a purging word so that you grow, as Jesus said in John 15:1-3. My Father purgeth you. Cut it off, those things are which are not becoming, so that you can produce more fruit, so that you can be clean through this word, so that we can be witnesses and ambassadors of him. What kind of friend are you? Glory to the Lord. Our time is run. We got to get ready to go into prayer. We're going to do the altar call. Our time is run for the teaching. I'll give you your task for today. Make sure you don't miss the finale. Aren't these some great questions? Hallelujah. Let's go into prayer. Father, we praise you this morning. Father, this is a powerful word. This is fiery hot breakfast for our souls here on Morning Motivation. Lord, it is provoking us to quit looking at others and pointing the fingers at the flaws of others, but instead to look inward at ourselves to see what kind of people we are, what kind of lives we are living, if we're truly being ambassadors of you. In other words, what kind of friends are we, Lord? Glory. Father, today we've gone through this word. Help us, Lord, not to expect our friends to have ESP regarding our situations. Help us to give what we expect to receive. Help us, Lord, to value honesty. Help us not to be gossipers or those who share information given to us in confidence. Help us to get off social media all the time. Get off the phone all the time. Gossiping and being an unproductive branch that has to be cut off. Glory to your name. Now, Father, I ask you to bless everyone listening right now. Bless them, bless them, bless them. And those who will listen to the recording later, bless us right now to submit our flesh to you, our minds, our hearts, and spirits, so that we be productive branches. In Jesus' name, everyone say amen, hallelujah. Let me do the altar call and I'll give you your task. Everyone, just keep praising the Lord. Say, what kind of friend am I? For those who are not saved or who are backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in the name of Jesus. I ask forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess. Hallelujah, that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated. In Jesus' name, amen. Call everyone, say, praise the Lord. Say it again, praise the Lord. What kind of friend am I? And your task for today is to be a better friend in all of these areas. Remember, if you needed to write this down, you can go to feeldefire.com. You can re-listen to it as many times as you need to, as well as yesterday's teaching, and get all of these questions written down. Text MM to phone number 33222 to follow me. All this information is at feeldefire.com. It's purging time.
eyes haven't seen, and ears haven't heard, the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Victory is here. Kick defeat out the door. God's doing